Les colloques du Collège de France.
Maybe not to conclude this event, which has been extremely shown the wealth of these fascinating talks from all over the world. I just want to make a few remarks. The first one is on the importance of history and genealogy, which of course was obvious in the first keynote lecture by Tendai Achume, which insisted very much on how we had to go back in time to understand how the process of colonization in particular. She gave used very much the example of the British colony, how it had shaped this racialization of borders until now, and this is, I would say, this history of empires, which we've seen also in very different ways, but the importance of history, which we've seen in all the talks about, whether it was about Poland, whether it was about India, etc. and it is especially important in a country like France, where this has been part of our history that has been, that had a hard time to be rediscovered by French scholarship. Just imagine that one of the most important collective work in history at the end of the 20th century, Pierre Nora's Lieux de Mémoire, Sites of Memory, has only one out of more than 3,000 pages, chapters on everything from gallantry to the Marseillaise, has only one chapter on colonial, and it is on the colonial exhibition at the beginning of the 20th century. There's nothing on colonialism, there's nothing on colonization, and there's nothing on immigration either. So this shows how what we call sites of memory, lieux de mémoire, are in reality sites of oblivion, lieux d'oubli. And so it is very important to draw this, to take these examples and studies from various parts of the world to make us think not only about these parts, but about our situation in France and Europe. And so several spoke of global color line. Now, the second point is, which is in fact the central one of this conference, is that I think beyond the differences, the specificities of each country and situation, I'm sure that we all feel that there is, to use Ludwig Wittgenstein's expression, a family resemblance, an air de famille, as we translate in French. Situations might be different. We're talking about blacks in Poland in Bolaji's presentation, and we see how they were treated differently from white Ukrainians. We have African migrants in Sarah's talk, whom she calls others. We have the Muslims with two sects, orientation in Muslim religion, the Sunni and the Shia, in Radhika's talk at the border of Kashmir. We have these internal migrants, peasants, in Yang's talk in, about China. And we have, as we heard just now, external migrants and refugees in Natalie's and Natalie's talk. So they are very different. At the same time, we sort of hear the same story. So the point is not really, is this race, is it not race? The point is the commonality of these, of the processes that are at stake. So they have been named the essentialization, which does not prevent some mobility over time. It changes from a context to another. It does, but there's still this essentialization. There's a name given to a category of people, and with this name, in which everyone is supposed to be fitting. With this name come a series of qualities, to take a generic term, because they are very often defaults, that are supposed to characterize a given population, whatever it is. And this has become, as a couple of you have mentioned, in particular Natalie in her last talk, have become obvious in the moment of COVID. We heard how the migrants were accused of carrying COVID in Saudi Arabia. We know that it has been the case of blacks in China, Nigerian in particular, they were accused of, which was of course a paradox, because at the same time in Europe and especially the United States, Chinese were stigmatized, were sometimes attacked, being accused of carrying the coronavirus. So, but there was a moment when this question of essentialization suddenly became embodied with the, sometimes the most violent, in the most violent forms. And this essentialization, this characterization of a group of people, a category of people, then allows a series of actions like deportation, and not just deportation, but a very violent one in the worst condition, like that was not mentioned today, but like Algerians and Moroccans sending black African, sub-Saharan African, in the middle of the Sahara Desert, where leaving them there. But we've seen how expulsion in Israel at some point, because the people were not, these migrants were not useful anymore. We've heard about China, how they were expelled back to the rural areas. We heard about Saudi Arabia with the massive deportation process. So it appears that, especially in these cases, when they are not needed, they can be deported. And again, essentialization is very helpful to justify that a group of people would be deported. And I have mentioned it in one of my lectures here. The word disposable is probably one of the best way to characterize the people who have been essentialized in a way that as we heard today. Disposable, meaning that we can dispose of them and eliminate them as well, like garbage, the garbage that in some cases they are taking care of. And I would just add one element that would be a point of reflection also, is how documents, papers, paper identities at some point becomes very important. We've seen that in Poland, you don't have your passport, so you cannot enter. We've heard about China with these registration documents, so it is something that comes and go. The importance of paper. My final remark has to do with the kind of work that we do, all of us, at this table, and you've heard the expression, the word ethnography, ourselves qualifying ourselves as ethnographers rather than anthropologists or sociologists, meaning that we try to do long time. Work living with people and trying to understand as much as we can the stakes in this situation, in this context, in these worlds, as we say. And this gives you, in the presentation that we've heard today, the way in which politics and experiences are connected, how politics produces experience, modes of living, and forms of life in an unequal way. And the quotations, I don't like the word, but the vignette, the stories that were told are an illustration of the kind of work that we do. With this tension between, as we've seen, people being willing to transmit their experience, but also, that was very clear in Yang's talk, but also protecting themselves sometimes, resisting the presence of the researcher, and which shows how there's both a dimension of trust that is built, but also of autonomy that is left to the people we work with, and they don't have to answer our question. They may tell us, as I was told also, you cannot understand, and of course we cannot understand. So. With these words, I would like you to ask questions and make comments as you want, and then we will all of us try to answer. They will answer.
Retrouvez tous les contenus du Collège de France sur www.college-de-france.fr.